we are, looking back through the files of the Bunyip, and the Bunyip edition is Wednesday, the 19th of November, 2025. We're in the recording room of the Gawler Civic Centre, so this is a little bit different venue, isn't
it?
My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And Jeanette is the one that organised our use of this very fine room with all sorts of acoustic things around it. It's very impressive. So here we go. I will kick off with 150 years ago. Barossa Mining News. The Lady Alice Mine. We learn from the captain's report to the director, quote, that during the past fortnight I have obtained 51.5 ounces of smelted gold from 125 tonnes of stone, also about 3 tonnes of copper ore, which I have not been able to dress on account of the delays caused in connecting and starting the new battery. End quote. 51.5 ounces of gold from 125 tonnes
yes.
of stone. My great uncle up at Ichunga always used to say there's a lot of gold out there, but there's a bloody lot of dirt out and amongst it. Oh, it's amongst a bloody lot of dirt. So,
yes. Like, well, I say there's all this gold under Ballarat, but because of the water table, they can't get to it.
Really?
And they actually stopped mining because the water got too costly to pump the water.
Yeah.
So it wasn't worth it. The gold was still there.
Wow.
But it was just costing too much to get out.
Yeah.
So more than it was worth.
Gee,
there's always fears in Ballarat that they'll go back, start mining again, I think.
Yeah.
And of course, mines have the rights. There are, I think, BHP has the rights to the mining.
Right.
One of the big companies, anyway. Could have changed. So, 100 years ago, new hall for Gawler. It will be gratifying news to the residents of the town and district to learn that the proposal for a new memorial hall at Gawler had reached a very definite stage of development. A series of unforeseen circumstances caused considerable delay, but the executive of the Institute have now brought the scheme within easy reach of fulfilment.
Oh.
So I don't think that happened because the...
Institute
was there, but the portico, that elaborate portico, was built as a memorial.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I think maybe instead of building a whole new hall, they just...
built the portico.
Bought the elaborate... sort of portico,
memorial portico, because 100 years is post-war, wasn't it?
Yes. So they're talking World War One memorials.
Yeah, well, it's a very fine portico, I have to say, having been out there on a number of occasions.
It looks funny when you look at building photos of the building without it. It looks incomplete.
Yes, it just has that little bit of grandeur to it.
It does,
so,
yes.
50 years ago, Jubilee service. A special morning service is being conducted in Todd Street Methodist Church on Sunday, November 30, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the installation of the pipe organ. Guest organ soloist will be Kathleen Watts, a great-granddaughter of Mr. John Jones, who conducted the first Methodist Church service at Gawler in 1848. And there's a little black and white photograph of the Todd Street Methodist pipe organ pictured at the time of the church's centenary in 1969. And I'm pretty sure they're having a 100th anniversary fairly soon.
Yes.
I know I couldn't get to it for some reason, but they're having some kind of service there, commemorative 100 years, so that's nice.
Yes, yeah.
It's like nice that we hang on to our culture like that.
It is, yes. So 25 years ago, poverty fight. Homelessness and skills development are among key issues to be investigated by the Gawler Anti-Poverty Forum established at a special conference last week. The 15-member forum will meet regularly to tackle poverty issues in the local area, with its initial priorities being homelessness, mental health, early intervention, life skills and education, funding and lack of resources, and increased collaboration between human service agencies in Gawler. And all those things are still a problem.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is a mouthful, yes.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
Homelessness is a huge problem.
Mm.
Mental health and now drugs. Substance abuse is massive.
It is, and massive getting issue. Worse in the north.
Yeah.
Like, we caught the train to the city, and I don't think I've ever seen so many obvious meth heads on the train, and it was really disturbing.
Mm.
And in the city, so it wasn't just on the train, but also in the city.
And we caught the train in on Tuesday, Anne and I. That was the middle of the day, so there was no issues really. But you have to just sort of keep to yourself a bit, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. 10 years ago, Roseworthy Ready. Draft plans to expand the township of Roseworthy by up to 2,500 homes will go to public consultation following approval by State Planning Minister John Rowe. The Roseworthy Township Expansion DPA rezones 550 hectares of the township for residential development, shopping centres, social infrastructure, employment and industry purposes, paving the way for up to 10,000 people to move into the area over 30 years. And yes, they're moving in and it's going like yes, all of our fringe metropolitan areas are all, where I live, it's just growing like Topsy. So, yeah.
Concern is the loss of agricultural land.
Yeah, they're moving out and it's, some of the land is marginal.
Yes.
Productivity. Mm. And the agricultural industry is changing. Very much so. Yeah, so that brings us to the end of this week's talking.
That does.
Looking back, not talking Bunyip, looking back through the files of the Bunyip. Talking Bunyip was something different in the past. Yeah, so no, it's all good.
Okay, thank you, Kay. And next
thank
week.
You, Jeanette. See you next, speak to you next week. For old life's signs.